This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Hey guys,
guess where we are? Not in the studio.
We've got a gorgeous background. There's a lake behind us. If you hear some ambient noises, just bear with us today, okay?
We're rolling with it, enjoying it. And we are.
Wait, I'm not ready. Having a wine flight.
Today we're going to talk about a little bit, we've all seen Sex and the City, right? So you know how she has a Mr. Big? We're talking about Mr. Bigs today. And if you got one, if you want one, or if you just want to be the
love... Unattached?
Oh.
Unhinged?
I was going to say the lady on the yacht tanning while the man is doing the yacht. You need a yacht man? Listen. You can find one up here.
And see, this is where we go back and forth in the argument between soft girl era. Because for me, that's soft girl era.
What's soft girl era?
A Mr. Big's taking care of you. You don't have to, you are a passenger princess.
So.
Are we going to uncork?
Oh, okay. Let's uncork and unwind. Wait, we get to actually talk about wine today. Click, click. Bad sex. No, look at me. Bad sex for 7 years. Okay, thank you. Drink it.
All right, so.
Wait, I have a dry flight. Don't talk about it.
Yep, I have a sweet flight.
So I'm drinking a Chardonnay, a Kaiser Reserve Chardonnay. This barrel fermented cool climate wine is snappy and refreshing on the palate with medium body and a great flavor persistence.
Okay, and I just had a Tremonite. This grape variety runs in the, ooh, why did it give me the tough words?
Grischubachubada.
It's German-based family.
We'll put it below.
Yeah. With aromas of fresh fruit salad along with exotic tropical fruit notes.
Do you taste mango?
I don't. It's soft, but it's not sweet. You would like it.
Oh, I like what I have. I'll be so honest. This dry is hitting the back right here. And it's just like, delicious.
It's not bad.
I'm not excited for this red one. I just want you to know. Anyway, I just want to put that out there.
We got to put a red in something.
I have a red and a rosé.
Okay.
It's all right.
And then we got a, what cheese was this?
I don't know.
A garlic something. It's like a naan with a salad, and it's like a garlic cheesy with bacon.
Okay. I literally just saw it, and I just ordered it. I don't really know what we got. I just want you to know. Oh. I just ordered food.
And a charcuterie board with all the fixings.
I might steal some. If you see me reaching to get cheese, don't be disturbed, okay? This is the vibe today.
Well, I want
to
try the pizza.
Okay, I'm going to have some cheese.
And then you can start telling the world about your Mr. Biggs or a Mr. Biggs.
So I had a Mr. Big, okay, when I was younger. And do I regret not moving forward with my Mr. Big? No, because I am in a happily loving marriage, right? Do I regret not having the money that came with Mr. Big? Absolutely. Okay, that looks delicious. It's the best. Absolutely. You know why? Because my Mr. Big was ready to put a ring on it. I wasn't ready. I got a ring already, but he was ready to put a ring on it. And while he was going to put a ring on it, he was like, well, let me take care of your student loans, baby. Baby.
But men like that, typically they're only really good for the money and sex.
He was good for both. Like, could we have a conversation? We carried a conversation.
Okay.
Right? Could I have carried a conversation with him my whole life? No, that's why I didn't marry him, right? There wouldn't have been any fun. I think he very much wanted somebody who he
trophy was wife.
Yeah, he wanted the trophy wife. He wanted someone who was going to be barefoot, pregnant, half naked in his kitchen 24/7. And that's not my vibe.
Hear me out.
All right.
There are women who chase this, crave it, right? And I can't help but wonder, is it because you have this lack of motivation to want to do something more for yourself?
Okay, devil's advocate.
Devil's advocate, I'm listening.
Is it lack of motivation, right? Or is it that, as a woman, I'm tired, and I've decided that I just want someone to take care of me because I've been taking care of everybody in my life?
I think that's a woman who might have experienced things in life versus someone who starts very, very young.
I don't know, but I just ate this. Right? Delicious.
If someone who starts the Mr. Big life, mm-hmm. and they are in their early 20s.
Like how I was.
Right. You haven't had anything to experience to say, I'm tired, now mm-hmm. I need to be taken care of.
Okay.
So that's why I'm like, I can't help but wonder if there's a level of lack of motivation or desire to do something more for yourself.
So, speaking from experience, I would definitely say that...
Oh, let me taste the other one, right?
No,
I can come back? I gotta finish it?
You should finish it, because then you don't want to mix your...
Okay, palate.
Okay. Sorry, guys.
I'm new to this.
I think that, in my case... my bad. I wasn't...
Now it tastes sweet.
Oh, it's hitting now?
Is it because... When I tasted it before, mm-hmm. having... the savory in my palate, it was soft.
Okay.
It wasn't sweet. We're gonna roll with it, gal. We are gonna roll with it. I was saying it was...
Ugh. Yeah? No, the wing is in the way.
Put it on the okay. That's right, we can edit all that. I was saying, before having it, the savory.
I'm gonna finish your flatbread.
Go ahead. I left it for whatever. Perfect. But before having the savory, it was soft, mm-hmm. but it wasn't sweet. And then after having the savory, and it makes sense because right when you make cookies or you make cake, you have to put a pinch of salt to bring out mm-hmm. the sweet. So yeah, that was sweet after having the salt on my palate.
Mm.
So.
Oh. Because
yeah.
I wasn't picking up what you're putting down at first. I just wanted you to know. I was just nodding my head.
It tastes different, right? Guys, we have a secret camera woman. She's hiding, but you know, you can say hi to the camera.
Hi to the camera.
Hey. So yeah, everyone's getting a little bit of num num num. But you were saying, go ahead, devil's advocate.
I just want to say mm-hmm. that I've spoken into existence. I said we were going to have a destination wispy.
You did.
And I spoke it.
I mentioned it, and you was like, you turned around with the wine glass. It was the episode. You turned around with the wine glass. You said, "Destination Whispers."
I'm so excited.
Looking back, though.
Sorry. Okay.
Devil's advocate.
So I will say,
that when I was that age and I had the Mr. Big opportunity, I don't think I lacked motivation. I think that I wanted the security and the idea that I was going to be taken care of for the rest of my life, and I never had to stress about it again. And then I can do whatever I wanted with my life. Mm-hmm. I think the reason that I didn't move forward with my Mr. Big is because he was gonna entrap me, right? Mm. And his idea of what he wanted in his life isn't what I wanted in my life. I think that I would have got my degree, my student loans would have been paid for, and it would have been beautiful.
But then what?
And then I would have been trapped.
It would have been like, then what?
Because he made enough money where I didn't need to work, right?
Right.
And in his mind, he was like, well, if I pay for it, I love that you're educated and I love that you have this degree and that you're doing all these things for yourself, but I can take care of you, baby. You don't need to go nowhere. Be in my house and cook my dinner.
Right. And that's where I'm like, don't you want more out of life? More for yourself.
I did.
And a level of independence, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. Rather than a level of dependency.
Which is why I left.
But the women who don't, it makes me wonder, what are your motive? What is your reasoning behind seeking?
So here's a thought. Devil's advocate.
And that's soft life. And that's the argument, you know, the soft life.
But here's another devil advocate, right? I'm young. I have a Mr. Big opportunity. I was in the foster care my whole life. Mm. I struggled to even make two pennies rub together.
Got it.
And now this man is saying, well, I've got $1 million in my bank account and I can take care of you for life.
Right.
You've never even seen that sense of insecurity. You couldn't even fathom it. And now this man out of nowhere says that you're beautiful. You can have my kids. Yeah. I can dick you down all day.
Does it waver the line? And now I'm going to play devil's advocate. Does it waver the line of think pretty woman?
Okay.
Does it waver the line of escort?
She's done.
Of escort or...
You tell me why no.
Join the conversation.
Because I think a pretty woman. What woman wants to work that hard?
But then you have the stereotype of you fought for these rights to have your independence, but yet here you are saying that you can't do it, you need to be taken care of. It's a double-edged sword, kind of, you know?
I think...
As you wear swords.
Yeah.
An educated woman who has a career can still go home and enjoy the soft life. You know, we kind of want a little bit of the best of both worlds. Mm-hmm. We want a traditional provider, husband, but I still want my education, my degrees. Can nobody take that away from me?
Mm-hmm. That part. You can try to, but it's mine.
Yeah.
It has your whole name on it.
I earned that. I took those credits. But that doesn't mean that I want to. But it's a double edged sword because we're still expecting to be educated, have a career, still come home and be traditional,
and cook and cook the meals, take care of the children, be able. What is this? Be able to
jelly.
To manage the household. We just talked about it, right? Being the admin of the household,
right?
But you still want me to have a job because where we live, you need a dual income in the house.
You do,
right? So the idea of having a Mr. Big and not having to have the stress of bringing home the moolah and knowing that you're coming home and it's going to be taken care of, and know that you can come home, you're going to have a house over your head, that your bills are paid. There's no stress about maybe my lights are going to get turned off tomorrow.
Yeah.
That. I'm paying rent this month.
Right.
Could be a good balance. Maybe work part time and still be able to.
But now, if he allows it.
Right. Mm-hmm. And this is where I also think, like, now do, like, am I guess my brain goes to the space. Yeah. My brain goes to the space of, am I dimming my light? Am I, like, no longer, what's my worth? That's where I
feel like it dims your light or your worth. Your worth, it still comes with being educated, a hardworking career woman. But also being a great mother, homekeeper, you're not exclusive of each other.
As long as you make it so that's not exclusive of each other, you have to set that boundary and you have to set that wall, which is hard, right? Because then when a Mr. Big comes, well, I pay for these bills.
That's a good cheese.
Thank you.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
I paid for these bills. I paid for your education. I paid for that car. It's hard to... That's where the question now comes in.
My level of control.
It's hard to set that boundary now with someone who, as we said earlier, brought the table. So what else you bring in?
Right.
Okay, wait. Did you finish?
I did.
Okay, ready? Here's number two.
Oh, I have like a last little sip. Hold on, guys.
As we talk, I'll say it. So I have a Chardonnay. The Chardonnay displays subtle melon, lemon, and white nectarine aromas. Okay. Some extra time on lees gives this wine a wonderful round and smooth finish. What's yours?
Mine is a... Nope, you're going the wrong way. Yep.
Okay, I picked up the right one now.
You got to go counterclockwise. Semi-dry Riesling is what I have. Mm-hmm. It is...
That sounds good.
Mm-hmm. That's really good, actually. Loaves of tree fruit aromas along with guava and lime zest are found in this fragrant wine. The palate is perfectly balanced with a soft yet vibrant finish.
Okay, clink, clink, clink. Eye contact.
This is nice.
I like my reserve better, but this is so good. It has a nice, it doesn't hit the back of my throat the way I wanted to. That's what she said. So I want you guys to know that whole eye contact, bad sex for 7 years, I got it from my partner, and now I do it everywhere that I go. I can't help it because
we didn't do it in the beginning.
No, but now she stares me down. Well, no, we don't do it in the beginning because it was...
No, in the beginning when we started drinking wine, we never did it, so this is the first time we're doing it.
Because she's in my brain now.
Oh, okay.
I guess I was talking to her before we started, and now she's in my brain, and I'm not planning to have bad sex for 7 years. So we just not going to even jinx it a little bit. I'm not super,
not even.
What is it you saw yesterday? I'm not superstitious. I'm stitious.
Figure that.
Oh, what was that?
I took a picture of it, so I'm going to post it.
Oh. I missed it, y'all, so much. I want you to know that we also just started drinking, so we are sober in this part of our journey.
Yes. There's no guarantee what's going to happen in the vlog.
But there's five of them, and then we're going to keep going. Okay. Anyway.
This is true. Oh, is that cranberries?
Do you want some cranberries?
Pardon me as I grab a cranberry.
I didn't bring any spoons. I'm sorry. You should have some cranberries. I was about to say, you should have some charcuterie.
No one got me charcuterie.
I'm sorry.
I'm over here stretching.
I'm sorry. Here's some charcuterie.
Is that Brie? Brie, is that you?
My hair is literally like fire.
I want that. Can I have that?
Absolutely.
Oh, I want that. Okay, anyway, back to
We're going to squirrel for some food. Hold on.
Back to Mr. Big. You want some brie?
Yes, please.
Okay, okay.
What was that, butter or brie? Food will do it, right? Food will get you quiet real quick. We'll do it.
So.
And I got a little cranberry, guys. Hold on, let me take one bite.
So I think that.
It spreads like butter.
It does. Mm-hmm. Oh, I want this. Okay. I'm stuck. Okay. So what I find interesting
listening
about Mr. Biggs and that whole genre, right? When I go back and I think about Carrie from Sex and the City, she had a full life, right?
I didn't watch the end, like the movies and whatnot, but I know that she ended up getting married
to Mr. Big.
To Mr. Big, and then ended up getting divorced, right?
No. When they brought him back, the show back, in the first episode, unfortunately,
He was dead.
He had a heart attack.
Hospice husband?
You know what?
Hospice husband. But he's a little bit older than me.
Not a hospice husband. Anna Nicole Smith.
Do I need a hospice husband?
I mean, the next time, if there's a next time,
you're funny. Not if there's a next time, you never know.
If there's a next time, honey,
you'll have a
it will not be for love.
I think that
sorry, not sorry.
So I want to say that if there's a next time for me, that it won't be for love either.
Mm-hmm.
But backstory.
Listening.
We got engaged, my husband and I.
Mm-hmm.
And I was very adamant about the idea that I didn't want a wedding, that I was very happy to go to the courthouse, sign a piece of paper, and call it a day. But I think it's part of the problem is because I never saw marriage in my life, right? Mm. My parents weren't married. I never necessarily saw what a functional, happy relationship looked like. So I didn't believe that I could have one.
Fair enough.
So then here comes Ibrahim on his little... his knight and white horse actions, right? Saving me from the disparity of my life of thinking that I was never going to find love. And he showed me what love could be.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So then we got engaged, and I was still on the, I'm going to go to the courthouse. One day we were talking about it, and I said, no. It was a strong no. I want a wedding.
Mm.
And he looked at me and he was just like,
who are you?
No, his response, he was nice, right? But his eyes said, bitch, this ain't what we talked about. It was one of those, bitch, we wasn't spending $5,000. Bitch, we wasn't having a big ass wedding. Bitch, I thought we was having a reception and a party and calling it a day.
Right.
Literally, that's what his eyes said. His mouth said, oh.
Okay.
Tell me why you're feeling this way. And I explained, right? That I never thought I could have it. Now I have it. And I want to talk about it. And right. I wanted to live it. And I wanted to be the bride on the day. Okay?
Okay.
Awesome. So now, thinking about if I were going to do it again, I think I would. If you're telling me that I'm getting married again, I think that I'm saying that I'm getting married again because I found love again.
Okay.
Would I want it to be that I found love and he got money? Absolutely. Can he have money and I find love? That would be chef kiss, right? But if it doesn't happen that way, I don't think it would just be for money.
If I were to get married again, it wouldn't be for love. It would be transactional.
It'd be a contract.
My kids have things I need to take care of. I have things I need to take care of. You are a provider. You're not necessarily my lover. Now, if it happens to be you end up being my lover and a provider, great. But guess what? If I say I do to another person, it will be transactional completely.
So then you think that way, right? And I wonder if I don't think that way because of the fact that I don't have children.
It's very possible. Because so now it's about survival.
Right. So if I have a kid, am I going to come back now and say, nah, if I get married again, because let's say Ibrahim goes a Derek Shepherd way, right? You almost had it too.
It's okay. It's gone with the wind, fabulous.
So let's say that he went the Derek Shepherd way.
Mm-hmm.
Would I...
Who's Derek Shepherd?
Grey's Anatomy.
Oh.
And I...
I have to think about it real quick, guys. I forgot his name.
And I had Ms. to, McDreamy. Huh? No, that's
McDreamy.
He's McDreamy. Oh, he's so sweet. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Did you try the bone?
I'm trying it now. I think that I would. I don't know because again, Mare Dare, they had three kids together.
Mm-hmm.
So, and she's very much healed now in the show, and I think she's doing things more transactionally. She's not married. She's not remarrying, but I think she's dating or whatever the fact may be, but. She's putting her kids first.
Yeah.
In everything that she does, right? I don't have that same drive because I don't have no kids.
Right.
So maybe we need to revisit in 5 years this conversation. Maybe I'll have a kid in 5 years. No promises. But maybe I'll have a kid in 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe my mindset will be different because it's not me putting myself first. It's me putting this pretend child first.
Right. Yeah. So I would totally, yeah. It would be more on the mindset of securing the bag than securing the bed.
But okay. Okay. Back to this again. So you have your Mr. Big. My Mr. Big needs to lay it down because I want to secure the bag. Absolutely. But does that mean I need to go find someplace else to go secure the dick? Like,
Mr. Big's
not necessarily. So you want the duality of finance and sex.
Okay. Okay, please.
Well, what if the napkins were flying?
But what if it doesn't?
That's okay. No emotional attachment. The rent is paid, bills are paid, and you're satisfied in the bedroom. So Mr. Big represents bedroom bully.
We talked about bedroom bullies and how...
Would you want a bedroom bully with money? Or the sweet guy who's going to give you all the love and affection and he has no money?
At this point in my life, bedroom bully, secure the bag.
Bedroom bully, secure the bag.
Okay.
And that's different for everybody.
It is.
Respectfully.
We're all in different stages of our lives.
That's, yeah.
That's the biggest thing. Everyone being in different stages, so...
Your reasoning, your motivation behind
why
what you're doing is going to be different.
If I had young children, it would be different. I have older children,
child. Yeah.
I'm looking for a father.
You're looking for someone to lay it down on you now.
And pay your bills.
I can pay my own bills.
You can.
Oh, shit.
But it's even better when someone can do it for you.
Facts.
If I have to contribute less, that's great.
Right. Facts.
Facts.
This one tastes different.
The cheese? Okay.
So far, no complaints on the food, the charcuterie board, on the wine. Charcuterie.
I want you to know that I don't know where we are, by the way.
We are at Fox Run Vineyards in Benton, New York.
How do you know we're in Benton,
New York? Because I saw the signs.
First off, I'm on my ER kick right now, okay? Did you know that's where I was going?
What?
That I was, okay, first off, I'm on my ER
What's
kick right
ER
now.
What's the ER kick?
Benton. So there's a doctor in ER, Dr. Benton.
Oh, you're talking about the old ER show.
Yes, is there a new ER show?
No.
Oh, so...
The only ER show.
So, Dr. Benton, in case you don't know, is Eric LaSalle. Eric LaSalle?
Oh, yes. Eric LaSalle. So she's like, do you know Eric? I'm like, yeah. I was like, you talking about Soul Glow? Soul Glow.
Yeah. He's handsome, y'all.
Yeah, they did him dirty in Coming to America, but he's very handsome.
That's funny. Could be my distributor.
So, okay. Idris, that's a good question.
Idris could be my Mr. Big.
Idris could be. Idris or Idris?
No, who
Idris
cares?
Is somebody's Mr. Big.
He is.
Older.
Yep.
He's older.
And she's younger, right?
Mm-hmm.
Younger.
Yep.
Securing the bag. Definitely securing
happily securing the bag.
Who would be my Mr. Big now?
Who?
Tell I me. Don't know. Let me ponder that.
You know who else is a good Mr. Big? Method Man.
Yes.
Method Man, he could do things to me. Okay? He could do things to me. And I would happily say okay. Well,
he aged backwards. He's a vampire.
He is. Because I feel like back in the day, he wasn't my cup of tea.
No, but remember but we used to do like Thug Cute or whatever cute? He was Thug Cute.
But he's evolved.
Definitely.
He was not Thug Cute. Morris Chestnut could get it.
They don't age. It's a melanocyte.
Yeah.
Melanocytes.
Melanocytes.
Big words, people. Big words.
That's the only big word you get out of me today, and it wasn't even out of me.
It was out of our secret guest.
By the way, our secret guest is a whole vibe. In case you didn't know, a whole vibe. And if you haven't had the vibe, you should get on the vibe.
Right. I don't know. I have to come back. I have to swing back the block.
You don't know who your Mr. Big would be?
No.
Yo, I'm
the stairs, people.
I'm judging hard. How do you not know who you missed a big?
Like, yeah, he could get it. We all know within 30 seconds, like, yes, he could get it. No, he cannot. Period.
End sentence. Period. So I feel like I know who Ibrahim's Mrs. Big would be.
Oh, who that
is?
That's funny.
It's the girl. I don't know her name, but I can see her face. Jessica Biel. Is that the girl?
She's not older. Is she older? Yeah, she's older.
Yeah. And you know who else? The girl. Have you seen Ted Lasso? I can't remember her name, but the owner of Ted Lasso Soccer Club.
I have no idea what you're
I'm going to tell you the name right now. He thinks that she's attractive, which I also find interesting because both the women that I said are white. I'm not white. Okay. Just
Let's put that out there. Mixed.
Is she?
Mm-hmm. She is. She's mixed. Yeah, I'm drawing a blank of who my Mr. Big would be.
I need you to not draw a blank.
It's not coming to me, guys. I don't know.
Regé Jean-Pierre.
Who?
Regé Jean-Pierre. Who? Oh, okay. The girl's name is Rebecca Welton. Oh no. She's portrayed by actress Hannah Waddingham.
Waddingham.
She's got to be English or something. Listen.
That's definitely a British name.
It is, but she's gorgeous. Stay in browser.
She's a blonde.
She is, but she's pretty.
She's pretty.
So I feel like that's his cup of tea. But again, they were both white females.
I don't know.
I'm
really at a loss.
Morris. We said Morris.
I could do more. Like, but yeah, they like, it's not like, oh my God, I'm going to run to them, you know?
You don't have a Mr. Big. I need you to have a Mr. Big.
I need a Mr. Big.
Because just in case, you never know.
I know.
What if your Mr. Big walks into Montclair Dance Studio? I'm waiting for the day. I just want you to know. If Method Man walks in to Montclair, I'm going to fight my partner.
I mean, yeah, running. I'm not going to say no to the Method Man, but, like, that's not the one that would, like, let me ponder on it. Maybe by the time this is edited, I can put the name of who it is. Beautifully displayed.
We're going to hope there's a name there.
I'm going to hope there's a name there because I can't think of anyone
there
at the moment.
There better be a name there.
We have a day and a half
together. We about to find out you, Mr. Big.
Who would I think would dick you down really good?
There's a few people who can dick you down really good. No, wait. It's not only dicking down really good. Okay?
No, I know. Oh, no, the finances. But I know the finances is important.
I just want to make sure we understand the same
view
on the same page.
Yes, finances is very important.
Are you ready for your third? Okay,
I'm not.
Sorry, let me wait.
I have a swig left.
Mossy swigs.
That Riesling was great, by the way.
So now I have a dry Riesling. A classic example of what has made the Finger Lakes, the Finger Lakes world famous. Aromas of plush citrus, along with lemongrass and lime zest, can be found in this light and refreshing Riesling.
Okay.
What are you drinking?
I have an Arctic Fox.
Oh, almost like your Silver Fox.
An outstanding white table wine with vibrant flavors suggesting citrus, tangerines, and peaches. Off dry, it is perfect to pair with a broad range of foods.
This is why you can't take us nowhere,
nope.
Obviously.
We're not drunk.
Come in.
Look at my eyes, look at my eyes.
Look into my eyes.
I see what they did. They start off, and they build it up. Mm. I see what they're doing.
This hits the back of my right here.
The right way.
And you feel that dry just say, and it's just delicious. Oh. Yeah, I like this. Whatever this one is, I like this one.
What was this? Dry rosé?
Riesling.
Yes, okay. Yeah. That was good.
You know what I do wish that they did tell me on this little list thingy?
But this was hidden.
Yes, I did have one. Yeah. On this list thingy, I wish they would tell me what the ABV is. The percentage of alcohol in the glass. Just so that I know, right? is this a 12% wine, which sounds ridiculous, but is this an 8% wine, a 4% wine? Like, what kind of wine is this? I'm just curious.
I have a feeling inside.
It has the information?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, am I impatient?
That was a good piece of meat.
It was, with the cheese? Huh. No, dude.
Pause.
I can't say that anymore. That makes me upset. Oh, my husband called me.
Oh. We are on Do Not Disturb.
I felt some shade, y'all. Don't listen. Don't do it, okay?
If my kids call right now, D, N, to the mother, D.
Do you know some people, D and D is Dungeons and Dragons?
Mm-hmm. Acronym Alphabet City.
There is a lot, man. Anywho. Okay.
That was a good cut of meat. Like, whatever that meat is. Yeah.
It doesn't tell us.
This is.
No, it doesn't. This is the cheeses.
It just tells us the cheeses. It doesn't tell us the meat.
Right.
Yeah, charcuterie and the rest.
Oh. I didn't want to flip the page, obviously.
Ah, that's why.
It's salami.
It's a pork and beef salami made with artisan tradition. Austrian tradition.
Austrian.
Okay.
It was good, so that matters.
It was really good.
Go away.
Red wine applesauce. That's what this is?
This is. That's okay. Delicious.
So what was on the charcuterie board? You guys want to know? Because she's picking. So while she's picking, you had the pesto spread, right? Featuring whole in the walls spinach, Parmesan pesto, and Crosswinds Creamery's Morning Glory original cheese. Contains pine nuts. Red wine applesauce. I thought it was jam. I said it was jelly. Jam. Preserve something. House made using locally grown red apples, diced and reduced with Fox Run Vineyards red wine. Okay. And then the meats that we had was Landjager, a traditional Swiss pork dried salami. That's the one that has the little black thingies in it, right?
Okay.
And then you had the Brickyard salami. She's living her best life.
I'm listening. Mm-hmm.
This is not a regular episode, everyone. I hope you know that by now.
We outside, y'all.
And enjoying everything.
Catch me outside.
Yes. Brickyard salami, a pork and beef salami made with Austrian tradition. And these goddamn trucks. We're going to edit that out, though.
Can we edit them out?
Yeah. Okay. Whenever we hear it, we can isolate the voice.
Okay.
I do the editing. Don't you worry, honey.
I believe you. I fake edit.
You do a good job.
Thank you.
If you guys could tell the difference between who's editing, let us know.
Yeah, because I do edit sometimes.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm not as good as Denise, but, you know, whatever. Lice. I want some more bread.
Lice. Okay, and then the last one was red wine and black pepper salami. Oh, that's that one. Okay, beef and pork season with Finger Lakes red wines. If you're not into pork, this is not your thing because everything had pork in it.
So I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Getting us back in my mindset here.
I just want another piece of the naan.
To put some pesto on it.
Oh, I wasn't thinking of that.
Oh, yeah. I feel like it would be good with pesto. Yeah. Anyway.
I'm pretty sure people give them the nuts. That's why they're here.
Oh, I ate some. It was good. Are they pine nuts?
Those nuts are too big for them, I think. Look how small these birds are.
Okay. Oh, you mean I thought you were feeding me.
I think that's why they're hanging around. They're like, y'all gonna drop something on the floor?
Absolutely not. Anyway.
Waste not, want not.
Ghost, surprise guest. We have to move the wing over.
Can you see pink or no pink? No pink. You're good. There's no pink in the camera, right?
Other way.
No, you're good. Just put it back out. Put it back.
No, I think here you saw. I think you saw pink. Did you see pink?
Not anymore.
Oh,
you did see pink.
Sorry, guys.
So I have a question about your Mr. Big.
My Mr. Big?
Mm-hmm.
I still don't know.
No, but in general, let's go back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
If you had a Mr. Big approach you prior to Dre, do you think you would have jumped at it? Think about where you were in your life prior to Dre stepping into it. Would you have jumped into a Mr. Big situation? No.
And the reason why I say no.
Tell me.
A little crunchy. Give me a second. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He wasn't a Mr. Big.
Who?
The
person pre-Dre.
So after Dre. No, the person pre-Dre, he was very immature.
Oh, okay.
That's another story for another day.
I'm ready for it.
This is, okay, sidebar. So on the trip here, we had the conversation about the perfect man. And I talked about the three different people that I would combine to make the perfect man.
You did?
Right. So my perfect man.
Not mine. I don't know who mine is.
So the person before Dre was, there's only one feature that I wanted from him.
His schlong.
His schlong. To be right. His schlong and a little bit of his skills in the bedroom. Not all.
Not all.
Not all his bedroom skills. Because he was still processing it, you know?
So do you think, side note here.
So side note?
Yes, yeah, side note. Do you think now he's had practice, he knows how to use it effectively?
I think so.
Oh, good job.
I think so.
Whoever you are, good job.
So there was this guy at school. He was older, but he's going back for his master's.
That could have been your Mr. Boog.
I'm telling you. Listen to the story. I'm trying to tell you a story.
Sorry. I got excited.
He was from Texas.
Okay.
He was a thing. And okay, so another part so you guys understand what's going on. Dre is not the typical guy that I would have dated. And I told him that when I first started dating. Because I like my little teddy bears.
He is not a teddy bear.
Dre is not a teddy bear.
No.
I love me some teddy bears.
He has rough edges.
Right. So this guy was a teddy bear, right? And he wanted me so bad, but I was like 22. He was 35. Yay! And he was...
That was your Mr. Big.
That was my Mr. Biggs. He wanted me so bad. I hung out with him. It was fun. I had fun with him.
He was nice to look at? He was a teddy bear vibe?
He was teddy bear vibe, but he was... What did you call it? Medium ugly? But he had swag.
Medium ugly.
Medium ugly.
You know
ugly.
Who I think is medium ugly? Drewski, I think people think is medium ugly. But he has swag.
I think he...
No, he's ugly. But
I don't think he's for our team, though.
I don't know. Anyway, sorry, go ahead.
Sorry, Drewski. Those are the vibes you give me. Anyway.
That's why he likes studs. Okay, sorry, go ahead.
Digress.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to let that sit there for a second, guys.
This is our squirrel. So you know this is the closest we've ever sat? Okay, sorry.
It is. So he and I were having a conversation one night. We were hanging out. Like, I didn't do anything with him, but I definitely enjoyed my nights where he took me out to eat and whatever. I was 22, so I was just getting, you know, feeling myself because I could drink.
You needed to get fed.
Right? And one night we had the conversation. He was like, I know we're not going to end up together. He goes, but I need you to know that whoever gets you, you're not going to pick the guy who dicks you down the best. You're not going to pick the guy who has the most money. You're going to pick the average Joe because you're afraid.
I agree. Sorry. We can leave that out.
Nope.
We can leave it in.
We can leave it in. Stop. But.
Wait, stop.
Mm-hmm.
Playing it safe.
Years later, weeks before I got married. Wait. Go ahead.
Do you agree with this?
I am not going to say neither yes or no because I'm not going to be incriminated. I plead the fifth. Okay. But years later, weeks before we got married, guess who reaches out to me?
Mr. Big.
Mr. Big. And he was like, how are you doing? I was like, I'm getting married. He goes, so you chose average. When I'm out here and I got a whole house waiting for you.
Shots fired.
Yo, your Mr. Big was feisty.
He was a cute dog. I was not about to mess with a cute dog.
I don't know what that means.
Ty, you know what it is. Fraternity. Q dogs are considered the craziest of all of the Divine Nine.
Okay, wait. So let's talk about this. So he has a stigma with his fraternity.
He was crazy, though.
But how do you know he's not crazy?
Because he already mentioned how he would, like, what he would do.
In a good way.
And I got scared.
He wanted to take you.
I was 22. I was scared. Now,
he wanted I would have been like, down, yes, guys.
What's that song? Coco Jones?
No.
That's the wrong person.
I know. But that's the song that came in my head.
Coco Jones is the A-A-E-E-I-O-U, the vowels one. On her new album, she has a vowel song.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm so sorry.
We're going to play it in the car.
Okay.
At the next destination.
I saw that. That curve was looking nice.
So yes, you make dumb mistakes because out of fear. But looking back, like, I also feel like even if I did pursue what he was offering, at some point or another, I would have been like, I want out. I think that's what.
Okay, all right, I understand. I respect your Mr. Big decision as you respected my Mr. Big decision.
Respectfully.
I also love.
We can agree to disagree.
Absolutely. I also love the fact that you are enjoying your Arctic Fox the most so far. Mm-hmm. That gives me a little chuckle as well. If you know, you know.
This is a good one.
And now we're on our first glass of wine.
Yes, we are.
Okay. Oh, let me catch up. I was storytelling. Well, you're not talking.
We was talking.
Yeah, you're not talking.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Okay. Fourth wine. A dry rosé. It's 55% Lemberger, 32% Cabernet Franc, and 13% Pinot Noir. The perfect pairing to your summer barbecue or enjoying the warm weather of a porch, which is what I'm on.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
This light and refreshing wine has distinct notes of watermelon and strawberry. Ooh. It does.
That was my Arctic Fox. Moving on.
I'm intrigued.
Lake Dana Riesling. The sweeter side of Finger Lakes Riesling is on display in this perfumed, luscious wine. Look for flavors of peaches and nectarines. Look for flavors of peaches and nectarines along with the burst of citrus.
Okay. Think, think.
Didn't I say she?
You did. I'm gonna eat one though.
They're used to people feeding them. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe this is a little tiny one right here. Here.
No, but
none of them are tiny. Okay.
Okay.
Denise.
Yes. Go ahead. Tell me what you want to tell me.
I think that I fully understand the decision that you made.
Whoop! Whose paper that? That's my paper.
It is your paper.
It is my paper.
I fully understand.
Thank you, secret guest.
Oh, you're napping. I think that I fully understand the decision that you made, and I
thank you, secret guest.
You're funny. I fully understand the why of everything behind it. We're gonna have a conversation offline.
Okay.
Have a question offline.
Ooh, okay. I did not have sex with this pig.
You told me that.
Okay.
Did you want to have sex with him?
There was a physical attraction. Was there a physical, first sexually, but there was never a physical attraction like, oh my god, he's cute.
Did he try and...
And nature says, to Timber! Wrap this up.
Timber!
One more time, extra slow.
It's going down. We're yelling timber.
We see you. We see your little polka dot dress.
It was at this moment our mic base was dislodged and we were unaware.
Now that I tossed my back.
Yeah? Good? Are we there? Both of us?
Siéntate.
Bueno.
It's going down.
Okay, you said what now? I said I was attracted to
the little... It's not my brain. I had to finish it.
There was a physical sexual attraction.
Wait, I have my question.
Okay. And.
Do you think that he would have picked it down?
Oh, I know he would have picked it down. I know he would have dicked me. I know I would have walked away sore.
She would have walked away on jelly legs, though. Oh my god.
Jello legs.
I know I would have walked away.
Jello thighs.
Yes. Yeah.
For sure. For sure.
Did you see the name? Like, if you wear gray sweatpants every once in a while? That
I don't remember. We're going to say it was here. That I don't remember. But when he, the most physical touch that he and I had, he was off my shoulder. Man.
You could have, you missed out on the best. I love the best sex of your life possible.
That summer, you know what I think it was? That was the attraction. That was the year after the breakup from Schlong. And I was in my I don't care about no man era. And that level of confidence that I was bringing back to myself made me more attractive to men. And I was just, and because I was not entertaining it, I think that's where the pursuit was bigger.
You simply knocked it down.
Listen, I was trying not to, I was trying to cleanse my womb. My vaginal canal. At that time.
I will happily say that.
What did Solange say?
Yeah.
You say I'm trying to sex it?
Yeah, flames in the sky. I try to sex it away.
No, I sex it away.
I can put that into Sometimes when you're going through your healing journey, right? Before coming off the, you know.
That's why you go under someone new.
You know.
Best way to get over somebody is to get up under somebody.
Absolutely. That saying, I think I've lived by when I was younger.
100%. On to the next.
Not so much now, because I can't. I lost weight, honey. I was doing things, honey. I was getting ready to go into my senior year in college. I was focused on me. Respectfully.
I love that for you.
Respectfully.
I would have got dick down.
Yeah.
It was available. The opportunity was there.
Because remember, even with Dre, I made him wait. I remember you told me that. I made him wait. I made Dre wait like a good 4 months.
Listen, that's fine.
For me, at the time, that was a lot. That was a long wait. Because normally me, it'd be like anywhere 3 weeks to a month I make me wait. Right. To make someone wait 4 months, and I knew that I was a little hot, that's a long time.
Well, it was worth it, because in the end.
Yeah, you got married. I have two beautiful kids from it.
You do.
They drive me crazy, but they're two beautiful.
Not my problem.
Okay. So I think, let me wrap it up.
Is it not?
So just bitch. Bring it home.
I think that at the end of the day, everyone's in different parts of their life, which means a Mr. Big is very miserable, not necessary.
I'm where you are. Mm-hmm. Your necessity of what you be.
Yes. But what I do think is that as a woman or women, I think that we low-key all want a Mr. Big. Depending on where you are in your life, I think we all low-key want one
mm-hmm.
To provide the things that we feel would make our lives just a smidge easier. Whether we're actually going to go link out one is a different story, but what if we could pray and wish that the person that we were currently with could step into the Mr. Big role of our life, is even possible or not possible.
That's just not one. It's okay. I saw it and I was avoiding touching it.
But I think that we all want, of course,
absolutely. And if you have one, girl,
clock it. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming on a destination listening with us, y'all.
We're going to put a little bit of our schedule in a completely different video so you guys can enjoy some of the tea stuff. We'll probably list some of the places. Well, we'll definitely list this place here.
Absolutely.
If you're looking for sex, so, you know, summer's still young.
Summer
just started, y'all. You have time.
Yep.
That's it. And I think if you're through October, you can probably still enjoy this season.
Yeah, this was like a nice little easy bet. So, definitely recommendable.
Yep.
And thank you for joining our Wild and Crazy ride.
Yay.
See you next time.
Hey Wispies, thank you for joining us for another hard-hitting girl talk. If you have a topic or question for us, send us a whisper at info@wineandwhispersclub.com. That's whispers with an S. See you next time, Wispies.